give all the madness you can handle. March Madness is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
That's fitting because I think that's the zombie song. I think David mentioned, hey, we can't play defense like zombie. That's great work by you, Jadeen. Excellent job. This is the time where we sidestep. We have some fun with David, getting to know David Roddy, presented by Ent Credit Union. Ent Credit Union. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Just picture David kind of bouncing a basketball to this, right? Ent Credit Union has been named the number one credit union in Colorado by Forbes for four straight years. They're Colorado's largest credit union, and they are now the official credit union of David Roddy. That's a cool partnership. I know they think the world of you. Fred Jacobs is an amazing guy. I just got to know him a couple weeks ago, but they love working with you, David.
Yeah, no, I mean, man, it's a great company. You know, Fred is a great friend of mine, and I'm super excited to, you know, extend this venture. You know, and partner with him, and, you know, there's going to be a lot more to come.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and we'll be sure to update our listeners kind of some of the cool projects that you guys have in the works too as we progress. Man, we're getting questions in left and right for you, my man. David, this listener wants to know, this one from the 970, ask David if the crowd noise at Moby makes it hard to communicate on defense and whether or not you have to kind of make some adjustments.
Yes, absolutely. I'll tell you this story. So it was the Orange Bowl game against San Diego State, and we were in a timeout. And, you know, Coach Medved, you know, we have the stools and everything, and he's sitting right in front of us. And I was about maybe 2 feet away from Coach Medved, and the announcer said something, and, you know, the crowd, you know, started screaming and getting loud. And it literally seemed like someone turned down Coach Medved's volume and turned up Moby Madness's volume, and literally from 2 feet I could just hear his voice just fade to mute, and I'm just screaming like, what did you say? Like, what play are we running? But again, I'd rather prefer that than, you know, again, you know, at home than, you know, being at an away team. But we just scream and shout on ball screens and everything, so, you know, we just pray that they hear us.
So what do you do in that situation if you can't hear Coach? I mean, is there some kind of signs that we're working on here, or do you just kind of know? You're getting to know him so well, you probably just read his lips.
Yeah, I just try to read his lips as well. I just, after the timeout, I'll just ask Isaiah, like, scream in his ear, like, hey, what play are we running? Because I didn't hear a single thing.
So. Well, man, you would have no idea that's happening from the fans' perspective. So well done by you. This is another one. This one from Fletch. This is kind of on that note. Do you get more nervous playing in front of a sold-out Moby or in front of a place like maybe a sold-out Viejas?
I don't get nervous. I would say I mean, there's a difference between nerves and butterflies. You know, nerves, you know, restrict you from playing your best. You know, butterflies is the excitement of playing in front of that arena. I would say, you know, playing in front of Moby is, you know, a lot more, you know, of a butterfly just because it's a great atmosphere and I know they're for us. You know, playing against, you know, a sold out other arena is again, a super challenging thing, but as a competitor, you love that, you know, so. Always getting a win on the road is huge, and it feels even better, you know, when it's sold out over there. So that's a great question, but you know, there's a difference between nerves and butterflies. I feel like I get butterflies even thinking about basketball right now. So you know, it's always fun playing, you know, in front of people anyway.
Well, I think that's a great point. Like you said, at Moby, you know, they're for you. They kind of have your back, and it is a little bit different on the road too. But I think we had a couple of questions last week about free throws and stuff, like what's going through your mind and everything. So some great ones. Here's a good one. I think you're really going to appreciate this one, David. Does David get any NIL money every time they mention that he played quarterback on TV?
I do not. That's a great question. I feel like I should trademark that saying that, you know, David Roddy has played quarterback, so I can get, you know, some royalties off that. But no, I don't get paid from that.
I love that, man, because that's become a running joke now amongst you guys, amongst Rams fans. It's like, hey, we had Kevin Lytle on the show the other day. He's like, did you have any idea that David played quarterback at one point? It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious. After everything I do or any highlights that they post, it's like, oh, by the way, he also played quarterback.
David, another one for you. Again, getting to know David, presented by Ent Credit Union. Shoot us a text, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. David, you've been named to the Jersey Mike's Naismith Player of the Year, your midseason team. Are you losing track of how many awards you're up for, nominated for?
No, I wouldn't say so. You know, again, it's a huge honor. You know, I never really thought, you know, that I would be, you know, on that list with so many great players. You know, again, it's just a huge blessing. Again, it's just a testament to, you know, my teammates and my coaches for, you know, just pushing me to be the best player I can be, you know, on a daily basis. So, man, you know, it's an individual award, but I think it's more of a team and culture award for sure.
We're talking to David Roddy. It's Getting to Know David, presented by Ent Credit Union. David, what was the interview like with SI.com? I caught that too, man. That was awesome. That was a really fun read.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. You know, he came up to me after practice and just said, hey, you know, I want to ask you a few questions. So, you know, and it was just basically the story, you know, my life story mostly, and just understanding me as a person as well as a player. So, man, yeah, no, it was great, and I never thought I would be on Sports Illustrated, so that's a huge feat for me, and I'm super, super proud of that.
I mean, you gotta print that off, right, or get the magazine with that story in there, or I don't even know how it works anymore, but you gotta get a copy of that, right?
Yeah, no, I need to do my research and you know, buy it wherever I need to buy it for sure.
Okay, here's one for you, David, and I think we need to set the record straight. This is a serious one, and you're here to finally set the record straight. There's been a lot of nicknames surrounding David Roddy. David, what nickname do you prefer?
It's a great one. Well, most of my teammates just call me D-Rod. I think that's the most, you know, fluid one. You know, people love, you know, being the body Roddy and everything, but you know, that was dawned on me, as well as, you know, as D-Rod as well. But I think, you know, most people know me as D-Rod. And it's weird because I never mentioned, like, my last name, but every single coach and every single, like, one of my friends call me Roddy because I have no idea. I think it's better than saying David because I've never been called by my first name, like, ever.
I mean, it's an awesome last name, man. And this kind of follows up. We got a question in here. Do you know about the WCW wrestler Roddy Piper?
Yes, I do. I do know about him.
Do you after this? Do you go back and say, "Oh, that's cool," or is it kind of just like, "Oh, that's his name"? Okay, I don't really get it.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but yeah, it's Yeah, no, I did my research when I was a young kid as well. I was like, oh, wow, there's a WWE star that was, you know, shared my name. And Roddy White as well, who was a football player for the Falcons, a wide receiver. So he was the Julio Jones before Julio Jones. So, it's an interesting name for sure.
Okay, we're getting some more serious. Okay, so I'm going to write that down, though. I got it starred here. I'm going to go with D-Rod then, right? Are you kind of saying that that's preferred?
Yeah, I would say that's preferred, yeah.
But you don't really care, right? You're such a laid-back guy when it comes to that. You don't really care, right? As long as it's not, like, too over the top.
Yeah, as long as it's not too over the top, I'm fine with whatever.
Maybe one of these shows we just, like, have a contest and someone comes up with, like, some more nicknames. Because I'm a big nickname guy, as my producer, unfortunately, has learned. Hey, here's one for you. Who's winning the Super Bowl, and do you feel obligated to take Los Angeles because they're also Rams?
No, I don't think that. You know, to be honest, I really, like, both deserve the win with the seasons that they have, as well as the stories behind both of the teams. You know, I'm a huge, you know, Matt Stafford fan as well as Odell Beckham fan. So, you know, for those two guys to get their shot, as well as, you know, Joe Burrow and, you know, going in Arrowhead and winning, and you know, just the season that he's had, you know, is amazing. So, I mean, you know, sadly, I don't think we'll be able to watch the game because we'll be on a plane back from Boise. But, you know, it should be a good one.
No, so this follow-up's not going to really matter to you then. What's your favorite part of the Super Bowl? So when you are watching the Super Bowl, or when you find yourself being able to, what's your favorite part? Is it the game? Is it the commercials? Is it the halftime show? Is it the snacks? What is it?
I think it's the game as well as the snacks. whenever, you know, if I was at, you know, my home in Minneapolis, you know, we'll cook a bunch of food and hang out, maybe eat some wings, as well as, you know, watch the game. You know, I don't really, to be honest, it's hard to pay attention to the game because of all the great commercials and the great people around me. So I usually, you know, hopefully after the halftime show is usually when I lock into the game.
Yeah, that seems about right. That seems like when people start to settle in and really dive into the game in that second half. Here's another one for you, David. I might have asked you this before. I think we've asked you your comparisons. I don't know if we've flat out asked this one. Is there a player in the NBA that you admire?
Man, there's so many. You know, first and foremost, probably, you know, I admire, you know, Draymond Green for sure. Just, you know, again, he's very similar to me, as well as, you know, just for him to, again, accept his role and blossom in it, in a facilitator role, a leader role, as well as, you know, many, many others. You know, again, Tyus Jones, who's kind of my big brother, you know, he's in the NBA now. He helped me, you know, during the recruitment process, as well as AAU, you know, Trey Jones, his younger brother as well, a friend of mine. So, you know, a bunch of those guys, a bunch of Minnesota guys who are in the NBA now, those are the guys who I, you know, look up to and admire.
I love that, too. And I half expect, if this hasn't happened already, I would expect, like, in a year or something, Draymond Green's going to reach out to you. Because there's been, not just us, David, we've talked about it, but like the national media says a lot of this too, where they can see a lot of your similarities between you and Draymond Green.
Yeah, no, I would love that. I didn't hear anybody saying that, but I would absolutely love to, you know, sit down and have a talk with him. I mean, you know, he's such a cerebral guy and high IQ guy, and, you know, the amount of success that he's had, you know, on the offensive and defensive end, you know, he's a winner and, you know, he's a competitor. So, you know, for me to have a sit down with him would be amazing.
Andy's pretty good with the media too, like in the off season and stuff when he does all those shows. Another thing, David, that you're getting extremely good at, man, no doubt about it.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, his podcast and interviews are great.
I'm gonna say last one for you, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll just look ahead with what's next. Real short segment. How many teams you think are getting in the Mountain West or in the Big Dance? We got that one for you. You may not want to answer that one, but how many Mountain West teams do you think get into the Big Dance?
Yeah, man, you know, if everything goes well, hopefully there's four solidified. There might be a last four in for a fifth, but I would say definitely four for sure this season.
I love it, man. It's such a fun conference to watch. I was talking about this the other day. I've never had more fun watching conference basketball than I've had this year watching the Mountain West, and of course Colorado State being rising to the top on that big one tonight against Fresno State. We'll take a short break. Well done as always, David, my friend. Great questions from you folks. Keep them coming for next week and load them up. I love this segment. It's my favorite segment on radio. When we come back, we're going to look ahead with David. The next couple of games, obviously Fresno State's a big one tonight. What's in store throughout the next week for Colorado State? 39 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here real fast and get the latest on the